It's Free Radio, and I'm joined on the phone by Sigala.
Hello, mate. You're all right?
Yeah, very good, thanks. I mean, like, the last 12 months, how crazy has that been for you?
A whole crazy lot of stuff. But I'm loving it, so I'm still able to make music, which is what I love doing. So, it's really good, man.
And how is that whole going out and doing the live shows thing?
It's good. It's still quite a new thing to me. Like, before starting my own thing, I was in a lot of bands, so I come from more of history of just playing keyboards in bands, so it's kind of been a bit of a learning curve, but I'm really enjoying it now.
Now, am I right in thinking a lot of this is where your Wikipedia page gets tested out here? Am I right in thinking a lot of the success is down to a six pack of Desperados? Is that true?
Yeah, that's the secret combo.
Is that right?
Yeah, but six is too many though. Definitely, the limit is probably three or four.
I was going to say.
Then the music making skills sort of go downhill from there.
I would imagine they do. You've got to put a limit on it. With Lime in the top?
No.
Nah, that is too much effort, isn't it? So what was the story behind that then? That was, you know, a few of those and then Easy Love and the rest is history. Is that how it happened?
Yeah, I mean, at the time I was writing and doing production for a lot of other people, different artists and things like that. And I just kind of wanted to do something for myself, just something for a bit of fun. Never really with the intention of even releasing it or playing it to anyone. I was just like, oh, I'm just going to do a little remix of the Jackson 5 tune. Just had an a cappella kicking about. And the next thing I know, like, the label want to sign it, and then so that it goes to number one, and I'm just like, what's going on?
You made quite a few pretty huge summer-sounding anthems. Was that always the plan, to make tunes that sound really good in the summer?
I just think, like, I just really wanted to make positive music, and that's kind of what it ended up sounding like. I honestly didn't really think about it too much. I just kind of sort of went with the flow and just followed my instincts of kind of what came out.
And talking of the summer, I guess you must have a pretty exciting one lined up this year. Where's it going to take you?
It's taking me all over the world. It's got so many gigs coming up, festivals all over, a few things in the UK as well, which I'm really looking forward to. Yeah, loads of stuff.
Definitely. Well, you're coming to party with us in Coventry at MTV Crashes at the Rico Arena.
I am.
I mean, that's going to be pretty awesome. Massive stadium gig as well.
That's going to be crazy, yeah. That's going to be good, man.
And what can we expect from the Sigala live show?
Ah, many surprises. I'm working on that. It's sort of developed now from just a DJ set to a bigger sort of live performance. I've got singers, dancers, slowly building it into a band. By the end of the year, I've got some headline shows coming up in the UK where it's going to be a full band.
Oh my gosh. Is that going to include steel drums? Because I know that's made it onto some of your tracks.
Yeah, it might do, actually. We're still working on it, but that's definitely a possibility.
What else is coming up for you? What's next on the music side of things? Obviously, you've got the awesome track with John Newman and Nile Rodgers, and I would imagine working with both of them must have been pretty awesome.
Oh, it was amazing, yeah. I've been wanting to work with John for ages, and the Nile thing, like, was just... I didn't even expect that to come off. That was kind of like a bit of an after. Me and John had already kind of written the basics of the track, and then we were like, oh, we should get someone to play guitar on it, and then we come up with the idea of Nile. And but it was just kind of like we never expected it to happen. So to have him on it was absolutely amazing.
He's a bit of a legend as well. What's he like to spend a bit of time with?
I didn't actually get to work with him in the same room. We just spoke to him on the phone, and because it was so tight up to when we were actually like putting the song out, it was only a week or two before that we spoke, and he wanted to jump on it. So, I just chatted to him on the phone and he told me his ideas, and I sort of just said, you know, do your thing, and that's what he did.
And what about collaborations? You got some more in the pipeline?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I've got a few people in mind, but I wouldn't want to say any names quite yet.
No, don't want to put that out there. Well, and, you know, getting out of the festivals over that summer, that is a great place to meet people as well. Who knows what could happen,
definitely,
who we could bump into.
Yeah, I've already met some great people on the road who I've ended up working with, so, like, yeah, who knows, man.
Well, listen, Sigala, thank you very much for having a chat with us.
Thanks so much for having me, man.